Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
Hi. For our first topic, I want to talk about the holidays. I know. And specifically, I'll pull back the curtain a little bit and say, I know that holidays are hard, right? It can be hard for some people.
Yeah.
And, this is a little story, and it's a little sad, but trust me, there's a reason to tell it. So my mom passed away when I was 21, and the first Christmas after that, like, it didn't feel like Christmas and everything, and like, my dad and my brothers and I, we were like, we'll visit mom's grave, and then like we'll go out to eat, you know, and make an evening of it and make it nice. But the thing is, on Christmas Eve, most restaurants are closed, especially in Ironton, Ohio, where we were at the time. So we ended up having our Christmas Eve dinner at the Golden Corral. And the weirdest part, place was full, packed with people. So all that to say, for a while, I had a really hard time feeling Christmassy. You know, like all of our Christmas traditions and stuff kind of got thrown out of whack. And then one year, and this was after Teresa and I had started dating, and we had we were renting an apartment together. Like, I forced it really hard. Actually, no, this was after BB was born. It was BB's first Christmas, and up until then, Teresa and I had only like bought like little tiny, like maybe like 12-inch tall Christmas trees, just and we'd never had like a full. And I was like, no, you know what? This year we're doing it.
So this was only about 2 years ago.
Yeah. And I wasn't feeling, like, it wasn't because of tradition or because I was feeling especially magical, but, like, literally I was forcing it to the point where I made a list of every Christmas movie I could think of and made myself watch them and, like, marked it off as I watched them. And through kind of forcing it and faking it, I found myself feeling more and more happy, you know, of that holiday spirit and kind of feeling it. And that included I made myself donate to charities that were helping people during the holiday season. And by, you know, doing what I could, for my friends and my family and everything that goes into it, not just watching movies and, you know, eating cookies. And I found that by kind of faking it, it became like an outside-in kind of feeling, and eventually I felt it.
Oh.
This is a long way of saying that I know that the holidays can be hard, and I think it's completely okay not to feel it, but I also think it's completely normal not to feel it. I think it's really easy to get kind of caught up in a loop of thinking, like, everybody else seems so happy and I don't. What's wrong with me? And this is coming from a person who's, I'm on antidepressants and like I suffer from, depressive episodes. And yeah, sometimes you don't feel it and it's totally normal. And you know what? I'd be willing to bet most people that you see and you're like, oh my God, they're feeling it and I'm not, they're probably faking it too. Like, they're probably... You know, marking movies off their list and eating cookies. And so, like, this year, you know, BB's two and almost 2 months. And so, like, she decorated cookies for the first time. And, like, last night, while BB was asleep, Teresa and I made a gingerbread house and, like, showed it to BB this morning. And, like, when we decorated the tree, instead of putting up ornaments, we just put all of BB's, like, stuffed animals into the tree. And doing those things for her and seeing her react to it made me feel it more. And so this is another thing to say, like, you know, maybe if you're finding it hard to feel it, maybe focus on helping others and doing things for other people and trying to make the holiday better for other people and see if that doesn't kind of reflect back to you.
That's beautiful.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Travis. I really appreciate that. I had some sort of similar experience in high school. We sort of lost my dad for Christmas. We also had the experience of trying to find a restaurant that was open for Christmas. Hot tip to everybody, Chinese restaurants, a lot of Chinese restaurants will be open for Christmas, and the food is so great and family style, so it's very festive. But I know that holidays are very difficult for people. I actually posted for Thanksgiving sort of links, I can't find it at the moment, but some links to some resources for, you know, suicide hotlines or help sites for eating disorders. It can be really, really stressful around the holidays due to, just the pressure of it all. And here in Los Angeles, a lot of us, a lot of people don't have their families here, and they have to leave their comfort spaces and their friend groups in order to go back home for the holidays. And not all of their parents are as accepting of who they are or their lifestyles. And so that can be difficult. So I always make sure that my friends and I have some sort of time to get together, whether it's during the holidays or after the holidays, for a little decompression and just kind of be there for each other. And it doesn't have to be festive all the time. A lot of times it is. Nightmare Before Christmas a lot of times happens. But, just being there for each other. And, you know, you always see those holiday specials about the reason for this season. And in a lot of ways, it's just kind of a nice reminder that it doesn't have to be about all of it. It can be as much or as little festive as you choose for it to be. Thanks for the reminder.
And it can be tough because there are a lot of folks, like, if this time of year, if the tradition you grew up in doesn't have anything attached to it, and you're or has, like, you know, if you are have very good reasons for not being a Christmas person, I know that this season can feel oppressive in terms of that it's everywhere. And if you did grow up in those traditions, but for some reason, like you all were talking about, you are having trouble connecting to that, like, then you can feel like you're failing or letting down whatever you're supposed to be feeling. And so there's, you know, it's a season of kind of high highs and low lows, because it can be easy to feel like you're getting lost, or you're not feeling what you're supposed to be feeling, or you are the only person going through a certain loneliness or a certain isolation. And of course that isn't true, but the ability to remember that it isn't true is something you kind of have to fight for. And I love what you said, Erica, about finding your own, like, either recoup from family or prep from family, or maybe if none of this applies to you, like, throw, you know, you and your friends could throw an anti-Christmas party. You know, like, there's no reason you can't do that. Just be like, here is a time of year where we're going to pointedly celebrate nothing, but we're going to do it together. I hope there will always be ways to make your own high highs for this season. And I encourage everyone to do so.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.